I'm Kevin McCrory, and this is Jukebox Journey. We're unstuck in time, jumping through decades and genres, meditating on a theme. This week, the marvel of monarch migration. Everybody knows the stereotypical metaphor about butterflies, their transformation from caterpillar to chrysalis to wings, used as a symbol of personal growth.
Only a dark cocoon before I get my gorgeous wings and fly away. Only a phase.
Joni Mitchell from 1971. But once mature, butterflies get a shaky reputation. Too flighty, too capricious, too noncommittal.
You tell me you love me, you say you're true. Then you fly around with somebody new. But I'm crazy about you, you butterfly.
Someone else's dream. Come and spend some time with me. Linger just a little while. Butterfly style for you flitter away.
South Philly's own Charlie Gracie from 1957, Elton John from 1975, and Pink Martini from 2016. But don't tell that to the mighty monarch. After transformation is where the real journey begins. One full of purpose and drive.
Against the wind. We were running against the wind.
Bob Seger from 1980.
Young and strong, we were running against the wind.
Weighing a mere half gram, the classic orange, black, and white monarch is one of the most daring creatures alive. In the fall, it flies more than 2,500 miles in a cross-continental journey that goes right through our region.
On the way to Cape May, I fell in love with you.
From 1960, Al Alberts, another South Philly native and local TV legend.
Dreams come true. I was taken by your smile as we drifted by sea.
For decades, researchers tried to crack the code of monarch movement. They'd see them leaving Canada and Maine in late summer. Then they'd see them in the South Jersey wetlands in September and October. But they didn't know exactly where they were heading. And there was skepticism. How far could such a wispy and delicate creature make it against a world of predators?
And it's a jungle out there. It's jungle out there.
From 1975, Harry Nilsson.
Even if they eat you, and eventually they will, it's a jungle out there. Woo! You know what I mean.
It wasn't until the mid-1970s that scientists tracked them to an overwintering site in the mountains of central Mexico, where they found millions of monarchs gathered in mass colonies in the forest.
I'm up in the woods, I'm down on my mind.
From 2009, Bon Iver.
I'm building a still to slow down.
The conditions in Mexico are perfect for winter, but not for the ultimate survival of the species. So here's the amazing thing. The butterflies that go to Mexico reproduce the next generation there, and then that generation begins a trek back north in search of their lifeblood, the milkweed plant. Mort Garson on a record intended to be listened to by houseplants from 1976. But the trek north takes several iterations through the spring. The monarchs fly in generational waves, spawning and passing the baton down on the long journey home. Then they make it back to our region, and the cycle starts all over again.
And the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by. There's a bitter home awaiting in the sky, Lord.
The Carter Family from 1935. So if you see a monarch butterfly in the next few weeks, know where it's going. Know the obstacles it faces, and know the faith it holds in the prospect of tomorrow. The monarch won't see the full completion of its mission, but it flies with the belief that, as small as it is, its actions and its influence do matter.
They won't see us waiting in such a heights come down.
From 2003, the Postal Service. I'm Kevin McCrory, and this has been a Jukebox Journey on WHYY. And this note, you can now catch up on the full back catalog of the series at whyy.org/jukeboxjourney. And listen live each Friday at 4:44 during All Things Considered.